If you want to support this podcast and get a full ad-free episode, sign up to Headstuff Plus.
This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil, now streaming, only on Hulu.
This is an episode where I talk about UK versus the world, season 2, episode 2, with the wonderful Dan Harry from I Kissed a Boy. If you want to hear the full episode, you can head over to the premium feed of Sissy That Pod over at headstuffpodcast.com. Sign up for as little as €5 a month and you can support the show, get all this content, and enjoy to your heart's content. To wet your whistle, here is a 10-minute clip from this week's episode. It's a new day in the workroom and we are discussing UK versus the world, season 2, episode 2, with Dan Harry from I Kissed a Boy. Dan, thanks so much for joining me on the pod.
You are so welcome. Thank you for having me. I'm excited to chat drag with you.
Yeah, I mean, UK versus the world, how did you watch season 1?
Yes. I really liked season 1. It was great. But season 2 particularly, I'm excited about it because I've got a couple of friends who are on it. And yeah, I'm invested in season 2 for sure.
Okay, well,
I don't know what happened in season 1 now. Who was it? Blue Hydrangea that won?
Yeah. Do you remember like Pangina and Jimbo were killing it and then they both got cut straight away?
Of course, yes. That was great, actually. I loved it. Jimbo did his like iconic talent show, didn't he?
Yeah, exactly. And honestly, you know, Jimbo wouldn't be the Jimbo that, the biggest queen in the world that they are now if it hadn't been for UK versus the World season 1.
Totally, yeah.
So, yeah, it's really good to see. So you obviously have some biases in this cast. Then do you want to, like, share with us who they are?
I think, you know what, it's just been maybe a bit of a UK bias because, like, I've just met them already. Like, Tia is a friend, John Burrs is a friend. So I'm definitely rooting for them. And to be honest, I think they're just killing it. Like, Tia was killing me the whole episode today.
Yeah.
I'm really excited to see them.
Killing me laughing and killing me crying, like with the cherry.
100%, yeah.
Yeah, really, really nice. And obviously, as an Irishman, I probably have a bias towards jumpers, but I can still be critical.
of course.
Last week was the talent show. Marina Summers came out the gate as the winner. Are you familiar with some of these international queens, or is it your first time meeting them?
This is actually the first time for all of the international queens, apart from the US ones. I remember Pangina from season 1 killed it, and seeing Marina this year, she's killing it as well. Like, they just bring it, don't they? And I thought Marina killed it last week in her talent. She looks amazing. She's so beautiful, like in and out of drag. I love her. I thought, Arantxa,
yeah. Yeah,
that's just so funny. I love her. And La Grande Dame is just amazing.
Yeah. Right? Like, really, really good.
Seeing her fashion and everything, like, she's just so cool.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not well versed on fashion as long time listeners to the show, but like, she knows her way around, you know, fashion and editorial and all this sort of stuff, which is great to see. I like that Marina is also like kind of willing to have kind of political sensibilities, like even when she's wiping away the mirror of mayhem, that she's like, oh, now it's time for a Filipino to clean a mirror in the UK for the first time. Like, I kind of appreciate that she's also bringing kind of sociological commentary into it.
Totally. And that did make me laugh when she said that. I thought she was just, yeah, she killed it. Marina feels like a real front runner already, I think. Do you think so?
Oh, definitely. But I was also, we'll kind of jump to the end here, but like, I'm kind of glad she wasn't in the top two this week, just not because she didn't deserve it, because that would have been too much of a target on her back.
Yeah, 100%. Because I think whenever that starts to happen, all the other girls get their back up a bit and they're like, right, we need to get rid of this one. And especially with the rules for UK versus the world, like, that's how your faves end up getting kicked off, you know.
Yeah, get manila'd. Le Grand Dame revealed that she was also going to choose Mayhem to be eliminated last week. Do you think that was the right choice?
100%. Like, what the hell was that from Mayhem last week? I honestly was, like, baffled watching it. I just thought, like, I don't know. I felt like all the other girls really came there with, like, something to prove. And I feel like Mayhem was just there for a laugh, right? Like, and I'd literally, she was just, like, laughing through it. So I definitely think that was the right decision, particularly as well, like, given with, she was with Gothy, right? And I think, like, Gothy has, she needs that opportunity to grow a bit, and she needs time to do that. So I'm just glad that she has that.
Yeah, I mean, I kind of think it was the right choice as well, even though I do think Mayhem probably could have reached higher highs in the rest of the season, because even into episode two, there's still like an element of, I don't know, like reserved or shyness from Gothy that I think isn't reading too well. But yeah, that talent show was a flop. And I suppose we didn't discuss last week that she just said that she is suffering with long COVID, which is maybe why she couldn't be kicking and bopping and doing the splits, which I guess is
who
fair enough.
Mayhem.
Yeah. Michelle enters the workroom this week because presumably Rue is still sick after last week, and their raspy little voice.
The long COVID as well.
Yeah. Yeah. And they do like a little mini game where they vote for the prettiest, the shadiest, the biggest competition, and the most busted. Marina wins the prettiest. Hannah wins the shadiest. Marina is also the biggest competition, and Arantxa is the most busted. Surprised by any of them? Disagree with any of them?
Do you know what? And I kind of agree with all of them. And actually, now you mentioned Hannah, I do want to give a shout out to Hannah, because she's really, like, I kind of fell in love with her in the last two episodes. I think, like, her sense of humour just really gets me.
Yeah.
And, so she was more shady, right?
She was the most shady. I think that was
fair. I see that, because, like, she's just smart and fast, and, like, she's really giving them it. So, yeah, I can definitely see that from her.
Yeah, yeah. Jumpers was pressed that they got three votes in the most busted category. I'm not surprised, though.
I mean, I feel like I don't know the other ones enough to make a judgment. I personally don't see that for Jumpers. But my view is, like, babe, don't be pressed by it. Like, everyone's got to vote for someone, you know? So, like, it's not that deep. But I guess she was kind of, like, put out the fact that the UK girls voted for her, but...
She was pressed before she realised it was the UK Queen's.
Yeah, that's true.
She was like, I want answers, I want answers.
Yeah. No, I definitely would not have voted her that at all, but I thought it was funny, her reaction.
I mean, you know, I think she was unfortunate that, like, her whole number last week was all like, oh, you said I was fashionable, but I would, you know, I'm a fashion queen, but I'm not fashionable, but I'm fashionable now. So she kind of introduced the fact that, like, people critiqued her aesthetic in the past. So I think it's not surprising. And because she spoke about it, she was kind of the first person that came into my mind when I heard the category. And then I was like, oh no, Arantxa probably needs a bit more polish. So I probably would vote for her. But
yeah, I would have said Arantxa, and maybe, and God, I don't know her enough to, so maybe shoot me down for this, but maybe Keita?
Well, Keita ends up doing really good this.
She does really good this yeah, episode, yeah. But I felt like she, in the first episode, I didn't necessarily, I kind of would have placed her in that.
Yeah, that's fair enough. She was kind of wacky. Like, yeah, I guess it was kind of just a club outfit that she was doing that pommel horse on the mushroom with. So yeah, that's probably fair enough. I loved when the queens were running to pick up their clothes. Charita lets off the gayest of gay gasps when she finds a bit of purple material. That is just, that's why we love Charita, mate.
Yeah, she's so funny. I love her.
She's great. And even Tia being triggered by finding the same green fabric that she wore when she did the design challenge in episode 2.
Oh my god, that's brilliant. Yeah, I love that. Yeah, I love the little nods to their previous seasons that just, like, for the UK ones who I've seen, it just, yeah, it takes me back.
There was a run-through with, I almost said Mariah, with Michelle. From the run-through, who did you think was going to win the challenge, just based on the little sketches you saw?
I kind of felt like Marina was kind of standing out again, just purely because I have this impression of her now that she's super polished and that she is just always going to kill it. So I had high hopes for her. I knew obviously La Grande Dame is like such a fashion queen. I felt like she was going to be a standout. And also the way Tia explained her like approach being like a tribute to Cherry, like it's going to have to be something really good for her to do that. So I had high hopes for those three.
Yeah, I found it so moving, the kind of, even the little video montage of Cherry and stuff like that. I know there's other queens who have passed away from the show, like Chi-Chi Devane and Sahara Davenport and stuff like that, but there hasn't been like a clear nod to them before like this, which I thought was a really, really nice touch for like the broader Drag Race franchise. And I'd love to
Yeah,
see
I
more things like
honestly like
this.
that was my favorite part about the episode was actually the tribute to Cherry. I just thought that was so nice that that was in there, and I thought Tia did such a great tribute to her.
Yeah, no, 100%. The person who I thought was going to do really well based on the run through was Scarlett. Like, I loved Scarlett's
If you want to
sketch
hear
of
the full
like
episode,
the
head over to
flowy
headstuffpodcast.com,
gunslinging-style
become a
dress
premium
of
member, and the world
Scarlett's.
is your oyster. See you there.
If you want to support this podcast and get a full ad-free episode, sign up to Headstuff Plus.